Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the sixth chapter of Maseches Demai and beginning the seventh and final chapter. Mishnah Yud Beis of Perek Vav says, Am Ha'aretz She'ama L'chaver, an unlearned person who says to his firm friend, Kachli Agudas Yarak, please get me a bundle of vegetables, Kachli Glutzkin Echad, get me a roll or a pastry of some kind. Lokeach stam upater. The frum person can purchase those things without designating whose is what, and he's exempt. He doesn't have to worry about tithes on his unlearned friend's produce. Ve'im amar, but if the frum person doing the buying says, Sheli zev zev shel chaveri, this is mine, this is my friend's, v'nis arvu, and then they get mixed up, chayev l'aser, he would have to take tithes even on the one that he's going to give to his friend. Bafilu hein mea, and he has to do this even if there's 100 of them. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Am ha'aretz she'amar l'chaver kachli, an unlearned person who says to his learned friend, go get me. Kigon, for example, shahaya ha'chaver holich l'shuk, the frum person's going to the store, liknos yarak la'atzmo, to get himself some vegetables. V'amar lo am ha'aretz kachli gam kein agudas yarak, and his non-frum friend says, get me some vegetables too. And the firm person buys two bundles of vegetables without specifying. And he doesn't say, this is for me, this is for my unlearned friend. He doesn't have to take tithes from the one that's going to the Am Ha'aretz. The Yesh Breira, because there is selection. When he gives the unlearned person his bundle of vegetables. So retroactively, that is always the one he got for him. Shizuhi osa shalokach mitchila lutzarchog. That's the one he always got for his friend's needs. Ve'ein chaver machlifa bishalo. And it's not considered that the frum person is swapping it with his own, which would then create problems with him giving him untithed produce. Let's skip a little. Va'afilu hein mea, even if there's 100. Va'afilu nisarva acha shalo b'mea shal am ha'aretz. Even if he mixes up one of his with 100 of the unlearned persons. So if he has 101 loaves, one that he bought for himself and 100 he bought for the other guy, and he designated and then he mixed them up, he's got a problem. Gluskin, get me a roll or a pastry. Kikar lechem yafa, it's a nice loaf of bread. Now we begin Perek Zion with Mishnah Aleph. Hamazmin es chaveru sheyocho etzlo. Someone who invites his friend to dine with him on Shabbos. V'hu eno maminu al hamaisros. And the host is not someone who's reliable when it comes to tithes. Omer Meir of Shabbos, the guest, can say before Shabbos, Masha ani asid lahafrish machar hare hu maiser. That which I separate tomorrow should be considered tithes. Ushar ha-maiser samachlo, and the rest of the tithes are immediately adjacent to it. This is a formula that we saw previously in our Mishnayos. Zesha sisi maiser asoy trumas maiser, that which I designate maiser should be the trumas maiser, a love for the rest. U-maiser sheni b'tzfona u-bidromo, and the second tithe is that which is north of it or that which is south of it. U-mochulo ahamaos, and then he redeems it with money. Hamazmenes chavero, someone who invites his friend. Omar Erev Shabbos v'chule, he says Erev Shabbos, he says before Shabbos, etc. V'heicha tahasnama Erev Shabbos mutar lahafrish b'Shabbos. When he made a condition before Shabbos, he can separate tithes on Shabbos. Aval lo hasna aser, but if he didn't make such a condition before Shabbos, he's not allowed to. The Tanan, as we learned, safek hashecha ma'asrim es hademai. We learned in a Mishnah that's probably very familiar from Bamei Madlikin that if it's a question of whether or not it's gotten dark out, you can tithe demai. Therefore, if it's definitely dark, you can't. So even demai cannot be tithed on Shabbos. V'hachamari b'hazmino chavero v'lo hadiru. Here we're dealing in a case where he's feeding him, but he did not impose an oath obligating him to eat there. Di hadiru ha'amrinan l'el perek dalid Ochel imo b'Shabbos Rishona. Because we discussed that case previously in the fourth chapter when we talked about someone can eat with him for a single Shabbos. Af al pi she'eino ma'amino al ha'maestros, even though the host is not believed when it comes to tithes. So they have to be two different cases because it gives us two different situations, two different pieces of advice. Inami, or perhaps a different opinion, a different difference between these two cases. Hasa b'Shabbos Rishona shel bachur shenasa besula v'hacha b'shar Shabbosos. Alternatively, there we're discussing the case of a single man who marries a single woman for the first time, and we're dealing with Shabbat brachos, and here we're just talking about regular Shabboses. So in either event, he can gracefully deal with the situation as best as his circumstances and halacha allow. Join us tomorrow. We will continue in the last chapter of Maseches Demai with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.